Well, the Collingwood Football Club take on Hawthorn Sunday here at Adelaide Oval. And, well, we normally, when we're talking Shell V-Power, we're normally talking to his father. But this bloke's got plenty of power in the back pocket. Little Johnny Noble for Collingwood. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Excellent. Now, well, welcome back to Adelaide. I mean, gather round. How do you guys enjoy it? And the fact that you guys, Collingwood, have got a bye the following week. Some of you hanging around and you showing them the sights of what South Australia's got to offer?
Look, it's an awesome opportunity to get to Adelaide. You know, last year, Gather Round was an unbelievable event, and from what I can see, it's bigger and better this year, so it'd be awesome to galvanise with the group, head down to Adelaide, give a red-hot crack to Hawthorn, and I'm not too sure how many people might hang around, but it is nice knowing that we've got a bye the following week. So if the boys want to stay up there and enjoy the beautiful wonders that South Australia has to offer, then I'm sure they will.
Johnny Noble, the tour guide, I reckon. Hey, mate, didn't get a great start to the season, but how the coaches handled it and what clicked against the Lions?
Look, I think it was just getting back to our DNA and what we're really known for. You know, last year our pressure was something that we really focused on, and it was probably our one wood in our game plan, along with a couple of other things. I think that, you know, the first couple of rounds we didn't quite show four quarters of it. There were signs of it, but we just got back to work, and the coaches really simplified everything for us, and we just got back to our pressure, and everything comes off the back of that.
Nobes, I felt for you getting left out of that premiership team. Is it something that's going to take time to get over, or have you gotten over it?
It's a tough one. It's something that I've never obviously experienced in my life, and you know, leaning on a support network and being able to go through that is it certainly had its challenges, but it was awesome for the club to get success, and you know, we had an amazing couple of years building towards that. And look, in terms of will it ever sort of dissipate, probably not, knowing my competitiveness and hunger to get there, but it's like I said, it was amazing to see the club get the success that we certainly deserve.
Yeah, well done. Such a team first player. Probably the perfect bloke to ask this. There's always a debate that it's the whole of club that wins a premiership and it's the whole of squad that do it. Should everybody get acknowledged with a premiership medal in a squad that plays when you win a premiership? Or are you a bit like us? It's the thrill of playing, and unless you play, you feel like you're not involved.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion. I mean, as you know, there's so much and so many people that contribute to a premiership. There is so many people that, you know, don't get the recognition that they might deserve in terms of staff or volunteers or players that might play a couple of games, or even the top-up players that you have at VFL level. You know, everyone contributes to that success in some capacity, and whether or not everyone should get a medallion, I think, you know, traditionally it is the players that play, and it is sometimes you get a bit of a laugh, and sometimes it is getting selected. So whether or not everyone should get one or not, I'm not too sure. I haven't really thought too deeply into it, but there's definitely room for discussion, I think, surrounding that heading the future.
Hey, mate, all the best against Hawthorn Sunday afternoon here at Adelaide Oval. I'm sure you'll be a great tour guide after that, buddy. All the best.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
That's little Johnny Noble, Collingwood little defender, absolute champion. I love him.